The next patient is Jenny Gibbs. The last name is G-I-B like in boy, B like in boy, S like in Sierra. Clinical case of a 71-year-old white female that has a long-standing history of CKD stage 3B, period. This patient has a history of anal carcinoma that was resected and radiation therapy was given, and the patient developed a case of radiation cystitis, hematuria, and relapsing urinary tract infections, period. It took a long time for the patient to make the decision. Of accepting an ileal conduit. In 2017, the patient agreed to the ileal conduit that is in the right lower quadrant. And ever since then, she has been in very stable condition. She has gained her energy, and he has been able to have a gainful job, which is more than 30 hours a week, period. This patient is followed by Dr. Beltre, B like in boy, E, L like in Lima, T like in Tango, R like in Roger, E like in Echo. And he has noticed that there is a change in the serum creatinine from 1.2 in 2020 to 1.4 in September of 2021, with an estimated GFR that is around 36 mLs per minute. The patient had full evaluation, including a CT scan done in November of 2020, in which there is evidence of rectal thickening with minimal perirectal flat stranding, consistent with a post-therapeutic appearance or inflammation, period. There was additional rectosigmoid thickening suggestive of inflammation and under distension, period. Prominent stool throughout the proximal colon suggestive of constipation. There was also evidence of minimal diverticulosis. There was evidence of the diversion of the urine in the right lower quadrant ileostomy. There is a minimal hydroureter and hydronephrosis that is seen in the left system. There was thickening of the urinary bladder and changes in the anterior pelvis associated to radiation therapy. Period. The comorbidities in this patient: arterial hypertension, there was nicotine abuse in the past, and there is also evidence of elevation of the liver function tests that have been present for many years. etiology of that has been unknown. The deterioration of the kidney function could be related to hemodynamic changes. However, we have to keep in mind that there was some history of hydronephrosis in the left side that we have to observe and reassess, period. At this point, obstructing nephropathy is the most likely explanation for the deterioration of the kidney function. However, hemodynamic changes are part of the differential. Next number, the patient has a history of chronic elevation of the liver function test, etiology unknown, hepatitis has been ruled out. Following number, the patient has a arterial hypertension that is always with diastolics between 90 and 94, and that is a major concern. The patient claims that she's getting better readings at home. I'm asking her to keep a blood pressure log and bring it to the next appointment. If this hypertension is also related to the obstructing nephropathy, could be a consideration. Following number, the patient has anemia. Hemoglobin is 10.8. The etiology of this anemia is unknown. We are going to do the basic workup and discuss that with the primary care physician, with Dr. Beltre. We are going to repeat the basic laboratory workup, and according to the results, we are going to proceed with imaging. I spend a paragraph. I spend 14 minutes of my time reviewing the referral note and the laboratory, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.